Hello, and welcome to Knitwit, the rantings of a rabid knitter. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze. This is episode 10, That's One Ugly Horse. First, let's do a little bit of housekeeping. If you want to come by and leave me a comment, and I do love to get comments, please come to my website, autumnbreezedesigns.com. And while you're there, go to the Frapper map and put a pin in the map and let me know where you're listening from. If you want to send me an email at carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. Also, I now have a voicemail, so if you want to call with a comment, the number is 206-666-5775, and I will have that number on the website. This past week, I've been in training. I work for a very large research organization, and we have been moving from individuals doing research on their own to a more team paradigm. And with this new shift in focus to working on within teams, we have had to do some changing in the way that we do our job. And we've been given some training to help us with managing and organizing and encouraging team work. One of the things we talked about, which is a problem for most teams, is the whole perception issue where you perceive something out there in the world, you perceive it, you interpret it, and then you make decisions based on that. And this whole discussion about how sometimes you're impression of the world can be faulty reminded me of a time in which Wayne and I were driving. We live in horse country, and there was a farm that recently got bought, and there's some people building a very large house now where there used to be a very small farmhouse, and it's a big brick house, and I'm sure it's going to have 5 or 6 bedrooms, and it definitely looks like it's at least a 3-floor house. So we were watching this house going up, and I have my perception or my judgment on what these people are like. Well, one day I noticed that they had put a couple of horses out in the front field. And I looked at one of the horses and I said, "That's the ugliest horse I have ever seen. There's something seriously wrong with that horse." And then it turned its head and it looked at me. And I said, "Oh my God, it's a cow!" It wasn't a bad-looking cow. It was a damn ugly horse, but a pretty fine-looking cow. So what I was expecting to see kind of clouded my vision of what was actually there. And this can happen all the time. It can be our interpretation of what other people are doing. It can be because of something someone told us. For example, when I first brought the sheep home, the farmer pointed to Dash and said, "You better watch out for her." Now, Dash is my biggin. She's around 200 pounds. She's bigger than all of the other sheep. And she would look at me with this glint in her eye and kind of square off to me. Whenever I would say go left, she would go right. Whenever I would let the sheep out in the front yard to mow the grass, She was the first to take a walk. She would go into the neighbor's yard or just start heading down the road going God knows where. So I started trying to break her. I separated her from the others. I tried to get her to have to come to me for companionship. And this was not making her happy. She would still continue to square off at me all the time. Then one day, a dog got in to the yard. And this was before I had Sadie. And this is one of the reasons why I got Sadie. Dash could have killed this dog. She was definitely 3 times as heavy as this dog. But instead, Dash was gone. When I came out, Dot was crying and crying and crying because Dash was nowhere to be seen. The babies were hiding in the corner. The dog was hiding in the other corner. I got the dog out of there, and then I spent 3 hours trying to find Dash. And finally I found her. She was cowering in the woods. And it took me a half hour, once I found her, to get her to come back inside the yard. And that's when I realized she wasn't mean. She was scared. She was a big, scared sheep. So I began to treat her differently. Instead of squaring off and threatening her, I backed off. I never raised my voice around her. Whenever I went near her, I would move very, very slowly. And I didn't push her at all. Now, the other sheep would come up and they would ask for cookies, which I keep in my pocket for them. And I'd give them cookies and I would give them grain out of my hand. And Dash would always stand off in the corner and she'd watch. And I didn't push her. Then last week, she started coming up to me as I was bringing the hay in. And I started giving her a handful of hay before I would give anyone else any hay. And I tell you what, this girl loves her hay. There can be 6 inches of grass out in the pasture, and she will go to the moldy pile of hay and dig her face into that. I don't quite understand it, but I try and make sure she's got plenty of good hay. Well, yesterday, I had my back turned and I was talking to Sadie when a sheep came up and bumped me on the side with her nose. And this is a usual indication of, hey, give me a cookie. And I looked down and I was surprised to see that it was Dash. So I gave her 2. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments, please come by and leave them at the website, autumnbreezedesigns.com, or email me at carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com, or call me with your comments at 206-666-5775. Take care.